Hello, this is Rabbi Rob Dobberson, and welcome to this edition of Wrestling and Dreaming. I'm recording this podcast on Sunday morning, April 7th, one day before the solar eclipse. As you know, in listening to the podcast, I am eagerly anticipating this moment, as are so many others. And next week's episode of the podcast will include my thoughts on seeing, or if the weather doesn't cooperate, not seeing the solar eclipse. So be sure to listen to next week's episode for that. This week, though, I want to share some thoughts about the upcoming holiday of Pesach and the Pesach Seder this year. The Haftarah reading for Shabbat HaGadol, the reading for the prophets, the reading from the prophets for the Shabbat before Pesach, which will be next Shabbat, includes a word that I find fascinating. The prophet Malachi is speaking to the people and says, "You have spoken hard words against me," said the Lord. "But you ask, what have we been saying among ourselves against you? You have said it is useless to serve God. What have we gained by keeping his charge?" And then it says the words, "V'chi halachnu kedoranit mipnei Adonai Tzvaot," and walking kedoranit of the Lord of hosts. That's a very, very interesting word to me, this word kedoranit. And it's interesting even in the way that it's chanted, because, and this is not unique by any way, but it doesn't always happen, there's a note, zakef katan, which usually is used for two words, but occasionally is used in the same word. V'chi halachnu kedoranit. That tone, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, is usually used for two or even more words spread out over that. But when it comes as one word, there's an emphasis to it. V'chi halachnu kedoranit. It's a fascinating word, and the trope, the chanting, is fascinating as well. So what's the word mean? What does it mean to say we have walked kedoranit of the Lord of hosts? The translation in our Eitz Chaim Chumash, which I trust is very accurate, is walking in abject awe of the Lord of hosts. What have we gained by keeping his charge and walking in abject awe of the Lord of hosts? Talking about the futility these people have expressed in walking in God's ways. But the actual literal translation of the word, according to the lexicon, comes from the root Kuf Dalet Resh, which means to be dark. And Kedoranit means then darkness or gloom or walking as mourners. The way that it is translated in the lexicon is as mourners, walking in darkness before God. This seems to be an expression of the fact that the people at the time thought that the way that we serve God is to walk only in abject awe, according to the Eitz Chaim, or walking mournfully before God. This is not the way that we appear before God throughout the year. It's true, on Tisha B'Av, the ninth of Av, the fast day of the ninth of Av, we appear to God as before God as mourners. There are certainly other times during the year when sadness and gloom overtakes us. But for many of the holidays, and certainly for Shabbat, we are supposed to not be sitting in abject awe, not sitting kedoranit, but we're supposed to be expressing a joy and a sense of being uplifted by our relationship with God. Now, there is no holiday where this becomes more clear than the holiday of Pesach, because we know the tradition to recline as a sign of freedom. But we also know that we are supposed to have this celebration with special foods, even those which remind us of slavery symbolically, but to celebrate with the words of the Hallel, the songs of praise, to tell the story of the redemption from Egypt, and to do so, in essence, with figuratively our feet up, relaxed, leaning back, and celebrating the joy of freedom. This year, Pesach will be different. This year, the Seders will be different. Manish Tana Halayla Hazeh. How will this night be different from all other Seder nights? Well, for many of us, this is the first time when we would say we would sit at the Seder meal with our minds and our hearts torn by the events that have taken place in Israel, torn by the horrible terrorist attacks of October 7th, torn by the unspeakable horror of people being taken captive, thinking about the dangers faced by soldiers defending Israel, thinking about the loss of innocent lives in Gaza and the humanitarian crisis which is taking place there. How can we sit? How can we sit and sing songs of joy? How can we think about opening the door for Elijah and celebrating an upcoming redemption? How can we go back to the story of the Exodus and sing these songs of joy and of celebration? How can we load our table with food when we know people are hungry or not being able to celebrate Pesach in their home or with their complete family? It's a challenge. It's a challenge not to sit at the Seder this year, kedoranit, mournfully, as we consider the events of the world. While I would absolutely argue and absolutely confirm the fact that there has to be discussion about, mention of, and perhaps even some kind of ritual element in our Seders which reflect the sadness and the horrors of the past 6 months. At the same time, we need to find time in the Seder, and quite a bit of time, to reject this idea of sitting kedoranit, of sitting as mourners, and remembering the story of the Exodus as a story of celebration, and remembering the story in and of itself, not just with what it can teach us about what's happening today, which is very important, but to focus as well on the story of the Exodus. The story of the Exodus, the story of the redemption from Egypt, is an eternal story. By that, I mean two different things. First of all, it means that it does repeat itself, the themes of the story, over time. And even in our current days, we can see what it means to be endangered. We can see what it means to hope for redemption. But it's also eternal in another way, and perhaps in the long run in a more important way. It's eternal because that story, the Exodus from Egypt, according to our tradition, is still happening today. And as we sit at the Seder, in some way, we are sitting on the night of the Exodus back so many years ago in this legendary, mythic story about our ancestors sitting and eating the Pesach sacrifice as they prepared to leave. This is that night in so many ways. It is the same night, repeated year after year after year through the generations. And I think that it is absolutely critical that as much as we pay attention to relevant contemporary events, that we not let them take center stage. The center stage of the Seder should be the story of the Exodus from Egypt, should be the celebration of redemption. So this is a hope that all of you, in planning your Seders and planning on how you're going to feel if you go to a Seder that someone else has planned, make sure that you focus not only on the sad, tense events of today, but on this great story of redemption that is eternal, that we need as Jews to remember not just for what it teaches us today, but for what it meant for the history of our people and continues to mean as we gather together on the night of the Exodus one more time. And God willing will for many, many generations to come. Until next time, thank you.